Bibles, if you want to turn with me to Ephesians, the 4th chapter. I'm going to read you a very short verse. Actually, I said I'm going to read it. I'm just going to give you my paraphrase of it. It is, do not give place to the devil. Do not give place to the devil. And that's what we're going to talk about. I think so often we're guilty of opening to the door to the devil that we don't even realize what we're doing. How do you give place to the devil? Where would the devil find place? It's going to be in your thoughts. Okay? So consequently, we need to think about what we're thinking. As I was looking at this, I thought about Eve in the Garden of Eden. Do you understand that they were getting along fine? There was absolutely no temptation to disobey God until there was an influence to think about something they hadn't thought about before. And so this is the way it comes. I mean, this is not just some isolated case. This is the way Satan operates. Is he will get you thinking about something. And as he gets you thinking about it, you start looking at it. And then after you start looking at it, it starts getting to be a desire that will cause you to take an action that you hadn't even thought about taking before, all through thought. And so this is what Paul, writing to the Ephesians, he's saying, don't give place to the devil. Do not give the devil an opportunity. Now, the verse preceding that, he talks about not letting the sun go down on your wrath or your anger. Don't be angry. What is that doing? It's giving opportunity. Satan could take that and turn that into something more major. Do you know there's never been a murder committed, never been any crime committed of any type without it being thought about first? Some were premeditated for a long periods of time. Some was sort of spur of the moment. But there was always a thought that went there first. That's how our lives are ordered. We do every day, we do what we do by thinking. I think I'll get up. I think I'll go to the bathroom. I think I'll get some water. I think I'll eat. I think I'll do this job. I think I'll do that. I think I'll do that. Our whole lives are controlled by thought. Satan knows that. And so he will take different opportunities. For instance, someone does something you don't like. So he'll get you meditating on that. They just did that because they don't like me. They're just trying to make me mad. And the more you think about it, the more you're playing right into the hand of the enemy and not even understanding what you're doing. You're giving opportunity to the devil to steal your joy, to build resentment in you, to build bitterness in you, or a hatred in you, or whatever, just off of a thought. You follow me? Or we could look at it from another perspective. We could say that the Lord has placed something in your heart, and then you get this thought, I can't do that. And you start thinking about that. And the more you think about it, the more you convince yourself it can't be done. And so you'll talk yourself right out of doing what you know is the will of God, because you've entertained a thought. Our lives are run by thoughts. We entertain thoughts on a regular basis. We just have to be cautious with what we're entertaining and what we're thinking, because we're opening the door to the devil more than we realize. We do it in conversation with one another, not even understanding what we're doing. We're to guard our hearts. And part of your heart is in your thinking. You understand that's part of the soul. And the soul and the spirit make up the heart. He tells us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Satan uses thoughts to divide people, relationships, families, business relationships, church relationships, you name it. Satan will use thoughts to try to do that. He'll get you thinking on something. Well, I'm smarter than they are. People like me better than they like them. And get all these crazy thoughts going in your mind, and you start thinking about that, and before long you have division. Played right into the hand of the devil. That's how churches split. That's how ministries split. That's why ministries oftentimes fail. Wrong thinking. Under the influence of the devil, and they don't even know it because they're born again people. But I can tell you, the devil can influence anybody. That's why Jesus told Peter, "Get behind me, Satan." Here's his close friend trying to talk him out of doing the will of God. Wow, thinking. That doesn't sound good. I think I have a better idea. And see, that's what's going on with the world today. People think they have a better idea than God. And how is that? Because that thought was interjected. And when you start thinking that way, you're just opening the door for the devil to destroy your life. And that's an amazing thing, because people think that it may be destroying something else, not understanding that it's destroying them personally. Your own thinking hurts you. Oh, it'll affect other people, don't misunderstand me. But you come out the loser. They don't like me, I think I'll just go somewhere else. Who lost? I hear it, with jobs, it's not necessarily pleasant and conflict. This is where we're supposed to be producing fruit of the Spirit. To where if they hate you, what do you do to them? Hate them back? No, you love them. They persecute you, what do? Get even? No, you love them. I was just in a situation this weekend where something wasn't done properly, and someone I could appreciate what the person said. Well, just because they didn't do right doesn't give me the right not to do right. Now, that's godly thinking. You understand? But the temptation is, I'll show them. They didn't do me right. There's a consequence for them not doing me right. Wrong thinking, giving place to the devil, giving him an opportunity to get in and to destroy a person's life, or to destroy families, or whatever, destroy churches. And it happens all the time. He said, set your mind, your thoughts, on things above. Now go back to the Garden of Eden. It's really an incredible thing in one way, because we can stand back remotely and look at it, and why in the world did she do that when she knew that she was supposed to do this? Well, why did we do that? Is she more guilty than we are? So what's he saying? My paraphrase, I want you to start thinking about that fruit that God said. I want you to think about that fruit. Did God say? Yeah, God said. Yeah, but that's really not what he meant. All these things get distorted around. Now what's happened? Her thoughts have been captivated. The thing that she had probably been passing by on a daily basis that never bothered her is now bothering her because of her thinking. If something bothering you, it's because you're thinking about that particular thing. You can call it anything you want to, but it's opening the door to the devil to create damage in your life. That's why it's so important to control our thoughts. But because the woman kept thinking and thinking and thinking and entertaining the thoughts that Satan was injecting into her, they got her looking. Sort of like, you know, I've never really noticed that before. That fruit does look good. You ever heard grass is always greener on the other side? Yeah. That does look good. And then after you meditate on that enough, it'll bring about an action. You with me? Now, we can look at it as the woman in the garden, or we can look at it in our own personal lives. I want you to think about it, because the Lord wouldn't have given me this message if there's not something wrong with our thinking. Okay? And so I want each of us to think about what we're thinking about. What is it that the devil is trying to do in my thought life? What ungodly thought is taking place? Nobody loves you. You think that's God? Where did that thought come from? Nobody appreciates you. Where did that thought come from? If you'd leave, nobody didn't know you're missing. You know what happens? People start thinking about that. And the more they think about it, the more control it gets on them. And many people have done some extreme things because of that type of thinking. End their life or run away or do whatever. You follow me? It all was because of wrong thinking. So they opened the door to the devil. The more you think about it, the wider the door. And the more foothold he gets in to an individual's life. And I can tell you right now, there have been many good friends separated because of bad thinking. Entertaining thoughts. I've had phone calls that say, you know, I heard something. Somebody said something about you. You want to know what they said? I say no. If I don't know, I don't have to deal with it. If I don't know what they said, I won't be thinking about it. You follow me? But if you start fishing and trying to know everything about everybody, it'll be to your own detriment, because it'll get you thinking wrong. And the truth is, there's not a perfect person on earth, including you. So we have to admit that sometimes. But isn't it amazing that we overlook our imperfections and pick out all the faults in everybody else? If you see your brother overtaken in the fault, what are you to do? Kick him while he's down? No. You're to come to his rescue. You're to try to help people. See, Actually, our ministry is to try to help people in their thinking. Try to get you thinking right. Trying to get you to understand what God thinks about you. That you're valuable to the kingdom of God. And that's every individual on the face of the earth. God sees you as a person of value. But whether you become valuable is another thing. In other words, God's looking at potential. But potential undeveloped is worthless. It's just people sitting around saying what they could do, but they never do anything. Why? For whatever reason, their thinking's wrong. You follow me? There's so many ways that we could go with this, because thinking controls every aspect of our lives. Our spiritual aspect, our job, that arena, the family arena, church arena, everything is affected by our thinking. Have you ever seen or been around somebody that somebody looked at, and you're standing there and they look at you and they turn around and they start talking? They look back at you and they turn around and they start talking. So what's the first thought? They're talking about me. So you think you're really important, that they're talking about you. What would happen if you just cast down that thought right then? Capture that thought and pay no attention. Don't even look that way. If it's bothering you, don't even look at them. Turn your attention in another direction. You just closed the door to the devil. But if you start looking at that and you start, I wonder what they're saying about me and all this, that, and yet, you can get yourself worked up over nothing. And that's exactly what the devil wanted to do, is get you worked up. Because when he does that, when you start entertaining the thoughts that he's interjecting, he's in control of you. If a person is controlling your thoughts, they're in control of you. You understand that you've heard it said, they made me mad. You start thinking on that person, you know what? They're in control of you and they're emotionally affecting you in a negative way. And all it is the devil. You just open the door wide open to the devil. Well, our thinking should affect us in a positive way. That's why we're told to think on these things. And all those things are good things. Philippians 4:8. Think on these things. Set your mind on the Lord. Think on the Lord. Think how God would think. You follow me? And when you do that, you keep the door closed. But I could tell you so many things, story after story. A person walk in a place and somebody look and, I don't like the way you looked at me, and just slap them upside the head. You don't even know what they were thinking when they looked at you. But what happened? You entertained something you shouldn't have entertained. Let it go. Don't camp down on it. Don't let other people control your life. Be led by the Spirit of God. I have opportunities every day of my life to think wrong, and so do you. I'd like to tell you that I always stay on top of it. But sometimes I don't, and I can tell you this, the longer you think negatively, the harder it is to come out of it. I got a phone call last week, and I don't even know who it was. Doesn't matter. But really, made some accusations against me. And I had to work. I had to work not to think about it. And I didn't say anything out of the way or anything else. I just listened. But when you hang the phone up, you got to watch or you'll be thinking about, I wonder who that was. What was that all about? See, the tendency is to start going that direction. Get it. Nip it in the bud. Catch it right then. You're opening the door to the devil. And I'll tell you what it'll do. It'll get you emotionally upset if you don't get on top of it. I could feel it boiling in me. I said, this is not good. And Lord, help me. And you just turn your attention on the Lord. And that's exactly what I did. Turn my attention on the Lord and get good thoughts coming in that'll negate all those bad thoughts that were there. You follow me? If you stay there, you're just saying, devil, wear me out. Do what you want to with me. Get me emotionally upset. Make me do something that I know is not right by wrong thinking. Give no place to the devil. Don't give him an opportunity to go there. Keep him out of your thoughts. That's a disciplined life. You ever been passed over? Didn't get picked? And all that type stuff? Boy, Satan can use that to wear you out. People get mad at God because, you know, this happens, this happened. Churches split over this type stuff. Arguments. They should have been the deacon, that they should have been this, or they should have been that, and get all upset over these things. Someone was just talking to me about somebody left the church over some issue because they didn't get a position. Well, I can tell you right now, you didn't deserve it because you're spiritually immature. You hear what I'm saying? If you let that something like that cause you to go in a wrong direction, you just proved they made the right decision. I'll let you think about that one, okay? You just opened the door to the devil. And what's he doing? He's hurting you. He's hurting you. It's amazing to me, people think they're hurting the church. They leave the church. One guy was talking to me about years ago, and he was a big tither. And because things weren't going right in the church, he just stopped. He withheld his tithes from the church. So who do you think he was hurting? Himself. He doesn't even know that the devil is in control of his life. By controlling his thinking, getting him thinking wrong, get him resentful, get him bitter, and then cause him to disobey God. And think you're doing right. I'm telling you, better keep the door closed in our thinking. If we don't, Satan will wear us out. All you have to do is crack the door. Just give it a few moments' thought. And he can amplify it big time. You, every one of you know what I'm talking about because it's happened to everybody in this room. It's something that we have to deal with on a regular basis. And something happens. It's really none of your business. But yet you want to make it your business. And then you get traumatized over something that you shouldn't even be thinking about in the first place. Interesting. People get so disgruntled on their jobs, thinking about corporate decisions. Well, you don't know what went on. You don't know why they made the decision. All you know is the decision. And so they're stupid. I had a guy to tell me that one time, how stupid the owner of the company was. I said, well, let me ask you this. Is he working for you? You're working for him. I let that one sink in. Okay? And all that stuff is wrong thinking to try to get you upset so where you'll make a bad decision and miss God. And people do it all the time. The only reason you should ever leave a place is because God said so. You should go to a place because God said so. You follow me? God's warning us to get sensitive enough in the spirit that we listen to Him instead of all the negative thoughts the devil's bringing at us. Many of you know that God shows no partiality. There is no favoritism with God. But He sets members in the bodies it pleases Him. And how many of you know that every member is not in the same position? I'm glad my little finger's not mad at my foot. I'm rebelling. You with me? Simple illustration. But this happens all the time in families, in the workplace, in churches. Satan will use any opportunity he can to get you disgruntled. You will not become disgruntled until you think wrong. Give no place to the devil, or do not let the devil have an opportunity to cause you to make a bad decision by thinking wrong. Does all that make sense to you? I'm preaching to me. This applies to every one of us. But it's a real simple message. Control your thinking. Don't let the devil control it. Don't give him an opportunity to control your life. If you think ungodly, and ungodly is a way that God wouldn't think. If you think in a way that God wouldn't think, you've given Satan place in your life. Now the thing to do is get on top of it immediately. If you see you're going in the wrong direction, capture it right then. God help me. I just played into the hands of the devil. Boy, he's tricky. I'm thinking that it's going to help me and it's hurting me all the time. A lot of people that were going to show them got shown up in the end. You understand? So give no place to the devil. Amen? That's the message.